This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Colorado communities will be getting just over $34 million for specific projects requested by their members of Congress. CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
The earmarks were part of the military construction and agriculture full-year appropriations bills included in the package to reopen the federal government. Republican Representative Jeff Hurd got just under $500,000 for buses to help veterans served by the Spanish Peaks Regional Health Center in Walsenburg. The largest earmark was $22 million to help replace an ambulatory care center at Fort Carson, put in by Senators Michael Bennet and John Hickenlooper. Other earmarks included funding for police stations, child care centers, and community service centers. The Democrats who had earmarks in the bills, however, voted against the package when it came before them. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
This week, St. Paul, Minnesota, and several environmental organizations sued the Department of Energy for canceling billions in clean energy funds. Climate reporter Ishan Thakur has more on the Colorado Connection.
The DOE said the canceled projects were not a good investment and did not address growing energy needs. But the new lawsuit says the Trump administration canceled projects with, quote, animus and political retribution. The vast majority of canceled grants were located in blue states like Colorado that voted for Kamala Harris. Peter Zalzow represents the Environmental Defense Fund, which sued to restore funds for several Colorado projects.
You know, we won't have innovation, we won't have the job creation, we won't have the public health and environmental benefits that go along with those grants.
The DOE has not yet responded to the suit.
It's just about 7:06. Stay with us. This is CPR News.